Hi, this is Drew Alakakis again. I'd like to give a little talk on adolescence. Many of the people that come in to see us are adolescents. This is a population that is fun to deal with, I enjoy working with, and many of my therapists enjoy working with them. To a lot of parents, adolescent behavior is unacceptable and seems highly inappropriate. Today, many of the kids talk back to their parents. They talk back to their teachers and talk back to other authority figures, partly because we no longer treat kids in a harsh punishment way. They feel equal to us, and that is societal. We'd like to distinguish between abnormal behavior and normal adolescent behavior. A great book that covers some of this is Get Out of My Life, Meanwhile Take Cheryl and Me to the Mall. Today, in a world full of sharks, you don't necessarily want to raise a minnow. Some kids are taught to be totally respectful at all times, and sometimes in life they become shy or they become embarrassed to put themselves forward, and they get the wrong interpretation of what it means to be respectful. Often kids are coming in because they're being very disrespectful. Today, with the strains of going on in marriages and families, they often are acting out and in ways that makes it very uncomfortable for the home. One of the books that I use for changing that behavior is called Transforming the Difficult Child, which we discussed in the ADD section. In transforming the difficult child, we use a positive approach, giving praise and compliments to positive behavior, trying to get away from just addressing the negative behavior. And most importantly, setting up a relationship with your child so that it is not just one of yelling and screaming. I often give individual attention to all of my children and take them out for breakfast, spend quality time together. It's money in the bank. In other words, I don't have just an adversarial relationship with my adolescent. There seems to be something innate in children to drive them away from the nest. And in doing that, parents and children often separate. I try not to allow that to happen in my own family. I try to understand that that's a natural thing in them, but they still have to be part of the family. And in order to do that, it takes work. You have to work at maintaining having a healthy family. Things that are good for the family are having discussions, sitting around a table, talking about problems that are there. Sometimes it involves counseling. One of the big situations that adolescents come in for is arguing with their parents. Often with my own child, I have a 15-year-old daughter, 12-year-old son, and a 9-year-old boy. And, they fight all the time. They argue all the time. And you know what? They love all the time. Fighting and being aggressive in a household is not necessarily a sign of dysfunction or being bad. The fact that they play together is a very healthy thing. The fact that they're aggressive together, that's normal play behavior. We see it in animals. We see it in human beings. It's when it's abnormal that therapy can often be very helpful. Often, just by talking to kids, one of the things I do is I get a calculator out and we write, how many times did you fight today? Like over brushing your teeth. How often do you fight over getting up in the morning? How often do you fight about doing your homework? And we add them up on a calculator and it comes to like 10,000 unnecessary fights a year. Trying to use humor to show how unnecessary that is and how that costs them and how much it costs the family. With adolescents, having somebody to talk to is a great thing. It relieves stress and anxiety. Many kids actually have underlying anxiety. They may have horrible thoughts that you're not aware of. They worry about family members, health of family members. They may be suffering from anxiety or depression. One of the things that we like to do here at our agency is to make sure that there's no underlying disorders such as anxiety, depression, ADD, bipolar disorder. Often a lot of behaviors may be driven by that. Today, a lot of kids seem very disrespectful. In actuality, it's societal, and we try to remember that they're not always going to be this age, and hopefully they're not always going to act that way. The definition of normal is a setting on a washing machine. It's not always that easy to understand that, you know, just because your kid's yelling and screaming and fighting, that he may not be a serious, or she may not be a serious problem. Signs of more serious problems are self-destructive behavior, using drugs, using alcohol more frequently, cutting behavior, self-mutilation of the body. Anorexia is often seen in adolescence. It's, in my opinion, a form of OCD, and that there's quite a few clinics around here that treat eating disorders. Anorexia, bulimia are, you know, more common today with all the stresses that are going on in life. It seems to be an anxiety reaction to life. And, you know, learning better coping skills is extremely important. Many of the kids that come through here today are having drug and alcohol problems. There are different levels of care. You know, some kids need individual therapy and they're going to do a lot better. Some kids need group therapy. We have a program here one night a week for adolescents for, you know, drug and alcohol issues. There are a couple other programs where they go 3 nights a week, 3 hours a day for intensive outpatient programs. For severe emotional problems, there's inpatient psychiatric units. There's 3 day a week, 3 hour day programs for emotional problems. And for other kids, some kids may need medication and therapy. All kids that take medication should probably be receiving therapy at the same time to make sure that there are no adverse effects. It's important when dealing with adolescents to know the family history, because a lot of times where we may just think it's adolescent behavior, there may be an underlying disorder. Knowing if you have bipolar in the family, ADD, addiction can be extremely important. Most kids respond, you know, very well to therapy. Many times with personality disorders, people that perhaps cut, self-mutilate, have a lot of acting out behavior, may go through multiple therapists. It's not necessarily that the therapists are failing them or the treatment's failing them. Personality disorders often don't get better till the second decade of treatment. One of the newer treatment forms for dealing with personality disorders is dialectical behavioral therapy. And cognitive behavioral therapy is also found to be effective with personality disorders. Thanks for listening on this talk on adolescence.